streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
When it comes to better sleep, try the Casper Cooling Collection. Go to Casper.com, use the code HERD100 for $100 off select mattresses. Casper.com, HERD100. Great mattresses, I sleep on them. Well, Brandon Staley is a first-year coach of the Chargers. His story is absolutely remarkable. So this morning I went and looked at his resume. First thing you'll notice, he's very young. But 5 years ago, he's coaching at John Carroll. 6 years ago, he's coaching at James Madison. He has had, even more than Sean McVay, a meteoric rise through this sport. And last year, under his guidance, the Rams were the number one team in total defense. Well, immediately the Chargers now are third in takeaways in the NFL. And they created 4 yesterday. I love to see young people given opportunities and flourish. God, do I sound old right now or what? Brandon Staley, coach of the Chargers, is now joining us live. Well, first of all, you've been in 3 games this year. They've all been close. I was texting your GM yesterday. I'm like, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. Could you play a game where it's decided by the middle of the third? But it is interesting, Brandon. These close games over the course of a season, they build something. There's a certain inertia, and I want you to talk about that because you got a young quarterback and a rookie left tackle and a brand new center. And what these close games, win or lose, are doing for your football team.
Well, I think, Colin, you start with the respect we have for all 3 of our first opponents. I think Washington, coming off being a playoff team, certainly they were the number 2 total defense the previous year. You go on the road in your first game and to play like we did against them, you know, we kind of had a historic day on third down and, you know, kind of a 4-minute, you know, drill to kind of finish the game with the ball. And I felt like that was a really big confidence builder for our team. And then, you know, you go to the second week against Dallas, you know, a premium offense, one of the top 2 or 3, in my opinion, in the league. You know, $40 million quarterback, $100 million receiver, $90 million running back, two of the top O-linemen of the last decade, and that's a really quality team. And on defense, Dan Quinn's doing a really good job coaching over there. And so, you know, when you play these type of teams that it's going to come down to the end. And then yesterday, you're talking about one of the premium coaches in the NFL, a premium franchise over the last 8 years since he's been here. And I think what it builds is, hey, you know what it's going to take when you play against quality teams. It's going to come down to the end. That's how the NFL is built. And so you have to be your best at the end. And for us, it really starts, you know, with our quarterback who gives us a chance in every game, and then really coming together as a team in all three phases and knowing, hey, guys, we're going to have to be our best at the end of the game. All these end of half, end of game situations, low red. And I think that's what's expressed itself through 3 weeks. And I'm impressed with our guys, not surprised, proud of them. And we still got a lot of work to do. So,
well, yeah,
it's been exciting.
Corey Linsley has been superb so far at center. Rashawn Slater, left tackle, has been great. And then, you know, you got some depth on the offensive line. You went for it on a 4th and 4 yesterday, and on the road, loud place, young quarterback. When you made that decision, did you and Justin Herbert, had you talked about it practice this week? Hey, if we get a 4th and 3, was it about field position? Like how you have to make that decision, Brandon, in literally 10, 12 seconds. Take me through that decision to go for it.
Well, I think number one, there was a really fierce crosswind in that game, really fierce. And I think that played a component in it. But I think the number one storyline is I really trust Justin Herbert. And I felt like our matchups were good outside. And I wanted Justin to be the decider in the game. OK, that's what was really important to me. And I feel like what you can't do against that team that we just played is be a field goal operation. And you can't play like that versus that team. And I felt like Justin having the ball in his hands would give us the best chance to win the game, not just compete in the game. And I felt like, you know, obviously it didn't unfold exactly how we wanted because we had the procedure penalty,
right,
which pushed it to 4th and 9. But I still felt like at 4th and 9, like in my mind, we were still going. And I felt like, you know, Justin operated exactly how I knew he would. And I felt like he was the best player on the field. And during the week, we really talked about how we were going to play this game. And I felt like we played that game like that throughout the first, you know, 4 quarters, Colin, just before we even got to that point. And I felt like putting the ball in his hands was the best idea at that point in time.
Yeah, and it's a lot to ask. Last week, Justin had a bad pick, red zone pick. It happens. These guys are young. We're watching rookie quarterback struggle. When you – what was the – as a defensive guy – your eyes have been on defense your entire life. Now you're the head coach, so you have to be at 30,000 feet and watch the whole operation. Was there a moment early for you with Justin Herbert? Could have been in camp, could have been the first time you met him, that you just felt like, boy, he's different. Like, he gets it. Like, what was your epiphany moment with Justin Herbert, knowing, like, this is not your typical 24-year-old quarterback?
Well, I think what I tried to do when I got hired, Colin, is I met with almost everybody on the team. And unprompted, I could not get over the amount of respect that his teammates had for him. I'm talking rookie, veteran, offense, defense, specialist. I couldn't get over, unprompted, the amount of respect his teammates had for him. And as you know, in the pre-draft process, that was like a topic of conversation about, you know, his leadership style.
Right.
The team. And I just couldn't get over the love and the respect that they had for this guy and his work ethic and his intangibles. And I felt like I had a good sense of how talented he was. Certainly not the strongest sense, because once you are with him on the practice field, you have a much deeper respect for his physical gifts. But I think when people talk about Justin, and what's truly amazing about him is the first thing that they talk about are not his physical gifts. They talk about his intangibles, his toughness, his smarts, that he's one of the guys. And I felt like when you meet him, he does have that presence, you know, that you're looking for from a franchise quarterback. I think that presence can be defined a little bit differently player to player, but he definitely has that type of presence. And I just know how much I love competing with the guy.
So the Raiders are 3-0, and I tell you what, they had 9 different receivers catch it. I'm sure you've already looked at film. I mean, you probably didn't sleep last night, but when you flew back from Kansas City, I know you're watching film. And so I'm interested your first look at film on the Raiders, because I have to be honest, they're now generating a pass rush. They didn't for 2 years. I think Derek Carr is wildly underrated. I've been saying this for years. I think he's really special. Your first view of Raiders film, what did you see?
Well, I think that you're spot on about Derek Carr, number one. I think he's one of the elite passers in the league, and I think he always has been. This guy can He's got a really quick release. He can throw off platform. He's got a lot stronger arm than people realize. He's really, really sharp, really smart, really sharp. And I think that you're just seeing him truly get a feel for what John wants to do on offense. And they've surrounded him with a lot of players. Okay. This guy's got a lot of weapons in all levels of the backfield, runners, tight ends, wide outs. And then they've reshaped their whole line. And I think that you're seeing that identity express itself with him leading the charge. And I think that he's playing at a premium level for the quarterback position. So I think you start there. And then I think what they, you know, when you have weapons in all three levels of the backfield, I think that it makes you really dangerous. You know, Darren Waller is one of the unique players in the league, really unique. And then, you know, Foster Moreau is a really complete tight end. All right. And so they can play the game in two tight ends. Okay. Which actually gives them a big advantage because they can play 22. They can play 12. They can spread you out within two tight ends, which makes them very difficult to defend. And then they've added a lot of different types of wideouts. Okay. Guys with gas, guys, you know, they can play in the slot and get open. And then they've got a bunch of runners that I really respect. Jacobs, Drake, okay, Peyton Barber, like these guys are really good runners. So I feel like you've got a really complete offense, and that's why you're seeing them score, and that's why you're seeing them gain a bunch of yards.
By the way, those flight home, I don't know if you guys took flights when you were coaching John Carroll and James Madison. I'm sure you probably did. But when you fly home having beaten the Chiefs, be honest, that was a great three-hour flight yesterday.
It was. I think that anytime you can go on the road in the National Football League or any other level and win, that you have to respect that and you have to cherish it. And I think what's awesome on the plane is when you can go up to the front and to be with your guys and kind of unpack the game, talk to Justin Herbert and Chase, you know, up there in the front, talk to some of your defensive guys, DJ, and what just happened actually, and, you know, joke about some things that didn't go well, and have that moment to kind of decompress, be with your coaching staff, and just really enjoy each other. Because number one, you have to respect how hard it is to win, especially on the road, especially against a team like that. And so I think we're at the beginning here with the Chargers, but it was definitely a really nice ride home.
All right, the Bolts, 2-1, got the Raiders. It's going to be wild. There's going to be I love your defense, but there's going to be some point scores. Brandon, you're not going to shut them out, so they're not shutting you out either. That's going to be a crazy one.
Yeah, it was like that yesterday. You know, when you play against offenses this premium, you know, and quarterbacks this good, it's going to be a last possession type of game. And we got to play as a team, that's for sure, because that's what happened yesterday, Colin. We played as a team, and that's why we're able to finish it.
Congrats to you and the Bolts. Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you, Colin. Have a great day.
Yeah, that was wild. I thought about that. Aaron Rodgers said that. He goes, oh, it's going to be a great flight home. I think about that more than I think about it all the time. Like, I think about that, like, when you're out east and you win a game, you're the Seahawks, and you have a six-hour flight home and you won a big game. I don't know why I think about that all the time. I'm like, that flight. I mean, for Miami, even when they, in their division, they have to go up to Buffalo. That's like a three-hour flight home. There's nothing worse than you get smoked and you got to fly home with guys for 5 hours. That is a quiet flight.
It's like your vacation ending with everyone fighting, and then you got to ride back. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right. So it's press day. It's media day.
Yeah.
For some NBA teams today, or this week, as training camps are beginning. And Kyrie Irving is topic on the NBA waves today. We were wondering if he would report to Nets Media Day with all of the current vaccination restrictions for indoor facilities in New York. He did report on Zoom. He did not confirm multiple reports that he is unvaccinated and asked for privacy whenever being asked about his vaccination status.
You know, obviously I'm not able to be present there today, but that doesn't mean that I'm putting any limits on the future of me being able to join the team. And I just want to keep it that way. So we can keep that private. And if anybody has any further questions about that, please, it would be the same response. I would like to keep that private. And just please respect that, you know, my privacy.
Doesn't matter if you want to keep it private or not. It's very simple. You either are vaccinated or you're not.
And the league
and
will tell you.
And if you are not vaccinated, you won't be allowed into certain buildings. So it doesn't matter about privacy. We'll know because you're not going to be in the building. You won't be able to play in New York. You won't be able to play in Toronto. And you won't be able to play in the Bay.
Yeah, you can keep saying it's private. No, it's not. It's public. In the NBA, there
not
are,
private.
Yeah, in New York and San Francisco.
And Toronto.
In Toronto, the buildings will not let an unvaccinated person in. So it doesn't matter about your privacy. The buildings will not let Andrew Wiggins into the Warriors' home games. So get vaccinated or you're letting down your teammates. Instead of hanging out on Reddit boards and believing people who tell you they know what they're talking about.
Kyrie's had multiple surgeries. So this whole, like, I don't trust the science thing, meh. But it's just keep it consistent. I don't ask for a lot of things from people in life, but I am a very big consistency person. I think you are that way too.
Yes.
I don't like all this flip-flopping, just saying stuff that doesn't mean anything. What are you talking about? If you don't believe in science, if you don't believe in doctors, don't get surgeries then.
By the way, they put you out at surgery.
They inject you with stuff.
They inject you, knock you
jabby,
out.
Jabby, jab, jab.
And, so you,
and you want that jab. You want that jab, or it's going to be a very uncomfortable surgery for you. I don't like inconsistency. Everyone's scared, okay? That's not unique to you to have questions about what's happening in the world right now. We're all in that together. But the key word I use there is the world. It's not an American conspiracy. It's not the American government. Every occupied space on planet Earth has been dealing with COVID. So this idea that it's like a private thing, is nonsense. And you are letting your team down. They need Kyrie to win a championship. For all this talk about everything that goes on with Kyrie, he's still a great basketball player. They need him to win the championship. Yeah. If he can't play in any home games, any games in New York, any games in Toronto and San Francisco, that is significant. That is a fair question by the media to ask on media day. The whole thing is just, it's crazy. There was a big Rolling Stone article that came out this weekend, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who is pretty much above reproach in every area of
life. Kareem is one of the smartest professional athletes in American history.
Hands down.
One of the most well-read.
Also cannot be confused for someone who sticks up for the government.
Yeah, no, that's not him.
That's not him. He said the NBA should insist that all players and staff are vaccinated or remove them from the team. There's no room for players who are willing to risk the health and lives of their teammates, the staff, and the fans simply because they are unable to grasp the seriousness of the situation or do the necessary research.
Yeah, Reddit boards don't count as research. Sorry. Message boards, kooky madooky, Newsmax, that's not research.
And you're free to make your own choices, but there's consequences to those choices regardless. Right. And, you know, I get it. You took the red pill,
God.
But the reality still exists. So the Steelers dropped their second straight game at Heinz Field, losing to the Cincinnati Bengals 24-10. Mike Tomlin, as he is wont to do, did not mince words at his press conference.
Hey, let's not sugarcoat it, man. We played poorly today. You know, we didn't deserve to win, and that's not taking anything away from the Bengals. I'm talking about our group and the things that we aspire to do and how we expect to play. You know, we're a 1-2 football team, and so, you know, we got to be better, man. We're not putting ourselves in position to win playing the way we played today.
By the way, Ben is the fourth best quarterback in his division by a long shot. Like, Joe Burrow is significantly better. Lamar is significantly better, and Baker's better. Like, I'm sorry, but you cannot have the fourth best quarterback in a division, and I don't, if Baker is third or Burrow, it ain't close.
I love the Bengals +3 this weekend.
Oh, made a lot of lettuce on that.
Yeah. Well, he was also, you can't ask Ben to throw the ball 58 times.
Some of these pieces of video, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but some of them are, it looks like grandpa playing with the kids.
It's nonsense. He had 2 interceptions. He was sacked 4 times. They rushed for 45 yards yesterday. It's impossible.
Now watch this throw.
You win in that division
watch
doing
this. Watch this throw. Sorry, radio audience.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
What is that?
That's a throw a rookie makes.
That's a throw grandpa makes playing with his with his grandkids. You can't do that.
Listen, I didn't like the Steelers as a playoff team this year for multiple reasons, but they are incapable of running the ball, and I don't understand it.
It's brutal.
But they can't ask Ben to throw the ball that much. No, you can't ask any quarterback to throw the ball this much consistently. You saw it at the end of last season. They're doing it again this year. I know they don't really have an option because they don't have a run game, but this is what's going to happen when you have an aging quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger and you're asking him to do this.
I wouldn't ask him to take out the garbage. From the video, I'm not sure he could do it.
I don't love taking out the garbage. That's not my chore. But, you know, when it's just you got to do it. But T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith were also out,
right.
So that didn't help the defensive side of the ball. But Joe Burrow, 14 of 18, 172 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception.
I'll tell you, the Lions and the Bengals are not great teams. They're gonna ruin somebody's year. They can both put points on the board. They can just watch the Bengals.
You just want to see them develop.
Watch them ruin Cleveland's home field advantage in the playoffs or something. The Bengals are a tough out.
They are.
They're a tough out, they man. Are. They can move the ball.
So this was a little situation yesterday. Jaguars kick returner Jamal Agnew now has the longest possible play in NFL history. He returned Matt Prater's missed 68-yard field goal attempt as the first half ended. And here is our very own Gus Johnson with the amazing call.
I want to hear this.
Matt Prater in to attempt a 68-yarder for NFL history. Got it up. And short. Agnew brings it out of the end zone. Agnew still running. Agnew down the sideline. Agnew! Touchdown, Jacksonville!
So great.
Crazy.
But first of all, they deserve that. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Auburn, Alabama.
Kicking that. Yes. You do not do that. Do not put yourselves in that situation. Now, look, Arizona is the better team, and they came out on top.
You know why this happens is because you have a lot of offensive linemen a kicker and a backup quarterback. You do not have defenders on the field.
Right.
So you got a bunch of old, big old heavy set old linemen, a kicker.
Right. Trying to make this tackle against a premier athlete who's going to return that ball.
So you don't have any elite defenders on the field, and a guy, so you have an offensive guy going up against a bunch of cinnamon rolls there on the field, weaving through them.
It's wild, and it was really fun to watch, and that call was great. So nice little fun moment yesterday among a lot of fun moments.
Gus Johnson makes a lot of stuff fun.
A treasure.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
The three-word game, which is always a hoot, it's going to be next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Comes to a better night's sleep. Casper Cooling Collection and Rise Adjustable Bases has you covered. Go to Casper.com, code HERD100. Casper.com, code HERD100 for 100 bones off select mattresses. So we call it the three-word game that we try to break down succinctly every game in just three words. We know you can't watch every game, even with a Red Zone channel. You miss some. So if you missed it, we catch you up the last 7-8 minutes on Monday, the three-word game. NFL Week 3, here we go. Started on Thursday, Carolina at Houston looked darn good. Sam Darnold, third straight game, completing 68% of his throws, only 2 turnovers in 3 games, and that was the knock on him. They don't have a great O-line, but he's a big, strong, athletic kid, and they have some legitimate weapons. Matt Rhule and that staff have done a really nice job. Looked darn good. Colts at Titans. Wentz upon time. Carson Wentz has lost 7 straight starts. First time in 10 years. 10 years, this excellent organization has started 0-3. Falcons at Giants. Blew my mind. Big Blue have led in all 3 games, and they're 0-3. Lot of penalties. Beating themselves, a lot of mistakes. I'll say this, they're in all their games. They've got good personnel. They are beating themselves. Chargers at the Chiefs. Chargers looked electric. By the way, Justin Herbert against Mahomes has won 2 of 3 games against Patrick, 8 touchdowns, just 1 pick, and they are top 5 in the NFL. In third down percentage and passing, Justin Herbert, the real deal. Cincy at Pittsburgh, Steelers has been. By the way, the Steelers, when Ben throws 50-plus, are 4-10. Yesterday, he threw 58 times. It's over. Saw a story yesterday. They're internally concerned that he's old. Yeah, well, we're externally aware that he's old. This was not a tough one. You could see it at the end of last year. You could see it at Thanksgiving last year. Bears at Browns could barely watch. Bears had 1 net yard passing. Justin Fields sacked 9 times. Myles Garrett, I'm not saying he's Lawrence Taylor, but if you don't have your left tackle situation right, I mean, Myles Garrett is going to totally humiliate your franchise. They could not block him. Baltimore at Detroit. Detroit shock city. Here's the call. Justin Tucker's 66-yard field goal.
It would be the longest in NFL history if it's good. A 66-yard try. Tucker's kick is on the way. It is good. Big crossbar, and it tumbles through. It is good. Time has expired. Justin Tucker with the longest field goal in NFL history. The hay is in the barn, and it's mayhem on the field.
Look at Harbaugh. Saints at Patriots. Mac and Jeez. Bad. Listen, since the merger, there have been 36 times that a rookie quarterback has thrown 50-plus times. Those teams are 3-32-1. So you can't ask Mac Jones to throw it 51 times. Belichick can't. Vince Lombardi couldn't. You just can't. Arizona at Jacksonville. Too many turnovers. Jacksonville has their moments. But they got 9 giveaways. That's the most in the NFL. And Trevor Lawrence leads the NFL with 9 giveaways. They were in this game for about 3 quarters. Can't turn it over like that. Washington football team at Buffalo. Buffalo's got wings. 5 of their last 6 regular season games, the Bills have scored 35-plus points. Just forget the Steelers game. They are a handful. And this game is not as close as the score would tell you. And Taylor Heinicke did not play poorly. Buffalo is just tight end, wide out, slot, Josh Allen. This morning, they look as good as anybody in the NFL to me. New York at Denver, jet engine failure. 6 points, last two games combined. Here's how bad the Jets' offense is. They're averaging 6.7 yards per game, 6.7 points per game. The second worst offense is the Bears, and they're averaging double that. This is easily the worst offense in a decade. This is putrid. Dolphins at Raiders, 3-0. Derek Carr leads the NFL in passing yards. How about that? First time in 19 years, they've been 3-0 to start a season, and that was the year they went to the Super Bowl. Play the Chargers on Monday Night Football next week. Seahawks at Vikings, Kirk Du Soleil. Hey, 200 throws without a pick. That is the longest active streak in the NFL. Say this for the Vikings. They got some weapons. Four different Viking players have over 100 yards receiving and a touchdown this year. Bucks at Rams, Sean Stafford success. 40-0 under Sean McVay when they lead at half. So they stepped on the gas in the second half. I thought they played a nearly flawless game, only one penalty. Matt Stafford, second in the league in passing. He was a little off early in the game. You could tell nerves were a factor. He was all juiced up. But once he settled down second quarter, off and running. Packers at Niners, the final drive. Schedule gets easy. This was one of the tough ones. We thought they'd be very good through October. Two huge passes to Devontae Adams. By the way, Niners, I'm not sure if you've heard, they're going to go to Devontae Adams on their biggest plays, like every single time. How about this kick? Crosby. Aaron Rodgers, he was into it. Finally, Eagles at the Dallas Cowboys. Eagles, Hurts, Cowboys. Jalen Hurts. First six starts, Jalen Hurts has 416 rushing yards. In the first six starts of any quarterback in NFL league history, only Lamar Jackson and Tim Tebow have more. So, and he's averaging almost 8 yards a carry before he gets hit, which tells you their offensive line in Philadelphia is really playing well. Now, I believe the Eagles are missing a left tackle tonight. That's not great. I still have the Eagles plus the points. Dallas is also missing a starting safety and a linebacker. So both these teams not at full strength. I'm going to take Philadelphia upset win tonight at Dallas. I'm excited to watch. I mean, Jalen Hurts so far has been it's been really good. It's been a little, it's a lot of roller coaster. It's like all these guys, all these young quarterbacks. What a shock. Up, down, great, bad. That's the key in this league for a quarterback. Derek Carr, you get the same guy every week, pretty much.
Consistency is important.
That's what you get with Derek Carr. Same guy every week. It's fun having the Raiders be right and me be wrong. I got to be honest with you. If you told me there's one team I was wrong on, I'd be, oh, I'll pick the Raiders. It's fun.
They're a great organization. The stadium was rocking.
And they're so, they're such a villain. They're so great for the league.
They need it.
We'll see you tomorrow. Live in LA. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.